A sandy dirt trail rises above the hum of traffic on the 110 freeway. To the delight of kids, including 7-year-old Rahina Samarita, the sound of birds in the brambles cuts through the noise, too.
You guys, a woodpecker.
Oh, it's right there.
Debs Park is Northeast LA's hidden wild. A cottontail bounces along a hillside. On a hot day, lizards seek a cool perch. But with an unmarked entrance on the Highland Park side, it can be hard to find.
The one that we're hearing but we cannot see, no lo estamos viendo porque se
right.
Ese que está aquí es este que está aquí.
30-year-old Gabriela Castaneda is Debs Park's naturalist. She's seen some wild places in her native Ecuador. Sometimes, she says, these walks barely get clear of the parking lot.
When you are with beginners bird watchers, you could just spend 20 minutes looking at one bird. And I think it's exciting because you can just, like, observe the behavior and see what they're doing and until you get it into the binoculars. So it's all right, you know. De acuerdo a la separación de sus ojos.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Lo que es más fácil, si usted ve los pajaritos volando, en lugar de mover su...
Birdwatching culture isn't the only gap Castaneda bridges on these walks. Languages, too. Patiently, she explains how to use binoculars to a pack of 36 people, a few couples, some older folks, mostly, though, Spanish-speaking families. Exactly the people the Audubon Society is looking for. Glenn Olson is executive director for Audubon California. He says a survey helped his organization figure out it wasn't connecting with many city dwellers.
Our median age for Audubon was 55, which was old, but we weren't reaching younger families. And we were pretty much 99% white. And California and Florida and Texas, all these important states for birds and habitats and landscapes that are important for nature, weren't 99% white anymore.
Audubon's $6.5 million center at Debs Park is a flagship for national outreach to Hispanic and Black communities. Getting in is always free. That's a come-on to the park's neighbors in Mount Washington, Montecito Heights, and Highland Park. The center's director, Elva Yanez, says she hopes the facility will explain nature to Northeast Angelenos better than old-school environmentalism has.
We're now a nation of cities, and so our conservation efforts, of course, we need to protect the large landscapes, that legacy type of conservation, but we have to really focus in on where people are, and that's in the cities.
Audubon chapters in Pasadena and L.A. have helped with that. They've fronted money for bird walks and lent volunteers like L.A. Audubon's Eleanor Osgood.
Do the children speak English or just
Yeah, they
Spanish?
Do.
Because my Spanish is not real good.
135 kinds of birds use the park's 300-plus acres. But as Osgood rounds up the night's species, she's disappointed that they're few and far between.
Ready? What did we see? Swallows.
Wasn't it house finch?
House finch. Western scrub jay. Nettles, woodpecker, mourning dove. Boy, the birds were sure hiding. Yeah, I got the mourning dove.
Dusk and a fat moon settle in along the downtown skyline. It's a first visit for many walkers. They'll have to come back if they want to explore further. Rojino Samarita, his wife, and their daughters drop their borrowed binoculars back in a box and pick up donated Trader Joe's popcorn and root beer to enjoy with the post-walk movie screening in the center's courtyard. Samarita says this visit was a big success, no matter how many birds they saw.
We are from Mexico, and over there we have a lot of places like this, but we never take care of that. That's a big mistake we are making. We are losing that because of the growing cities. And when we came here, we can start thinking the important.
Con eso, muchas gracias, ¿eh?
Todo empezó una primavera en esta montaña cubierta de nieve.
Samarita's family will be back, and next time, he says, they'll strike out on their own. If Debs Park's outreach works, he might see other families out birdwatching too. Molly Peterson, 89.3 KPCC.